Colette Nyakupuka is frustrated as she leaves Zimbabwe's largest public hospital. She says she's been sick for months and still doesn't know what's wrong with her.
I was told I can't get blood tests done because the labs are not working. I now have to go to a private laboratory, but they're too expensive, so I haven't got any help yet.
Public health workers here often complain about low wages, the lack of personal protective equipment, shortages of drugs and medical equipment, as well as poor working conditions.
In some of the medical wards, you can have two nurses nursing 40 patients, nursing 30 patients, which is not the correct nurse-patient ratio. And this will lead to burnout of the nurses. So the nurses that are in the hospital right now, they are tired, they've got a burnout, and they wish also to leave. And what is going to happen tomorrow as far as our health delivery system is concerned?
The government's health service board says last year more than 2,000 health professionals left Zimbabwe to take jobs in the UK, Ireland, Australia and the US. That's more than double the number of doctors, nurses and pharmacists who left in 2020 and three times the number of resignations in 2019. Zimbabwe's government says it costs $70,000 a year to train just one doctor and it takes years before they qualify.
As developing countries, we are spending a lot of scarce resources, yeah, we call them scarce resources, in training our health workers and only to lose them to developed countries. And so it is very ideal if such support could be given in terms of monetary investment or material resources.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made wealthy nations intensify recruitment and relax visa restrictions for health workers from poorer nations. An average worker in the public sector takes home less than $200 a month. In the UK, for example, they can earn 10 times as much. Despite repeated promises from the government to improve salaries, they remain low. The continued loss of trained health professionals is worsening Zimbabwe's already overstretched public health system. And right now, there seems to be little incentive to make staff stay. Haruma Tasa, Al Jazeera, Harare.